I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It appears Taliban insurgents and South Korean negotiators have come to an agreement that allows for the release of the remaining 19 South Korean Christians. However, the agreement could have an impact on missions work in Afghanistan, says the president of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller.
Governments may want to use this in future cases as an opportunity to appease the Taliban or other extremist groups. But I can say also clearly that there are always going to be Christians who go where faith costs the most, no matter what the government's restrictions might be.
Open Doors will continue helping persecuted believers. Go to our website for details. Elsewhere, World Gospel Missions Dan Searles says every missionary faces the problem of how do I develop relationships in their field. For their team in Hungary, it was teaching the English language.
We hold home English clubs throughout the school year, where we try to develop relationships with our students and develop a bit of spiritual hunger. And then camp is the time where we hopefully cash in on all of our investment throughout the semester, where we really evangelize quite freely and openly.
Searles says they're recruiting short-term mission teams to help with the English camps, and an online program is helping Christians understand the persecuted church. Oklahoma Wesleyan University, in partnership with Voice of the Martyrs, is offering persecuted church ministry interactive workshops online. The program allows Christians anywhere to join in study and discussion of ministry to the persecuted church. Special opportunities will be available to hear from some of VOM's field workers and Christians from restricted nations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing fast in the West, yet few Christians know about Islam. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.